can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show. This is absolutely going to be a wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, February 26, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house in the next segment, so text me your questions for Ask the Vet. We're going to talk to him a little bit about his new cowboy boots. He sent me a picture this morning, and man, those are some bad-looking cowboy boots. They are too cool. We're going to talk to Dr. Jeff about that, plus your questions. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about national story that caught my eye today. FBI Director Kash Patel absolutely going nuclear nuts on his Twitter X account. Put up a post, 18 hours ago. It's gotten over 1.1 million views, 48,000 likes, 12,000 reposts, retweets. Assassinated Japanese Prime Minister did not follow the World Economic Forum orders. He didn't mandate the China virus vaccines. He sent 1.6 million doses back to the labs, and he gave Japanese citizens ivermectin. Totally makes sense now. He's calling him out. This Schwab guy, Klaus Schwab, who thinks he is the puppet master of the world, the one world globalist leader, head of the WEF, had the meeting there, of course, in Davos, Switzerland, where they are being put on constructive notice. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, vice president, Kash Patel, the new FBI director, the new FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and so many more of his cabinet members. Kristi Noem, in charge of Homeland Security. This is a new day, folks, and the left's heads are exploding. Pam Bondi announcing that she has the Jeffrey Epstein's files on her desk. When asked by the reporter if she was going to make them public, she said she's reviewing the information contained therein and will make a decision shortly. If that list comes out, I can tell you right now, there will be a ton of U.S. senators, U.S. congressmen not running for re-election at their next election. This is absolutely a new day in America, and the left is freaking out. They don't know how to stop it. They don't know how to fight it. They don't know how to keep them from doing what they're doing. This dream team that Donald Trump has put together, God bless you, sir. It's coming, and it's coming fast. Text me your questions for Dr. Jeff. He's going to be in the house here in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Ask the Vet is in the house. Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir. Hey, Jeff, are you
there?
Good
morning. There we go.
All right, good, good, good. Hey, not a problem. Hey, those cowboy boots. Are those 24-karat gold?
Well, they certainly look like it.
Dude, I'm like, man, those are the baddest cowboy boots I have ever seen, ever. Yep. Where did you get those from?
I got an email came through one time. You know, I get spam mail and stuff, and I'm purging this. And they're like, you know, Trump cowboy boots. I'm like, all right, I got to see what these things look like. You know, so I
sure.
And I pull them up, and I'm like, oh, my God, they look great. And I don't know. It was one of those, you know, everybody's, you know, those late night Amazon purchases and stuff. So I roll up and I'm like, ah, you know what? And this, like I said, literally, I think was like last March or April. It was last spring.
Oh, like, wow.
And I kind of forgot about it, actually. And but then they started sending a couple like, nope, we're in process. And they only did a run of 1,000 boots. And I got, I guess, pair number 32. And yeah, I got them in and they're Trump boots.
Yes. Look now, did you try them on?
No, I haven't tried them on yet, and I'm almost looking at you like, you know, so I ought to keep these like you know, because people collect boots and shoes and stuff. And
sure, don't even wear them. What size did you buy?
9.5 men's.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people. That's a lot of feet out there. Oh wow, that's too cool. Hey, I got a couple of text messages for you already. Nick Wallace. J2 Construction there in Harbor Springs.
Okay.
If you ever need a really good contractor, builder, he does decks, he does renovations, expansions. He's a phenomenal contractor, good buddy of ours in Harbor Springs. He says, can you ask Dr. Jeff, my cane Corso is 2 years old, about 160 pounds.
Okay.
If eating classic bird mix, wild bird seed is okay. Apparently, he has quite a taste for it.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. I mean, it's millet and sunflower seeds and, you know, typically is what's in that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And he followed it up with, he asked this. I've never heard of this one. I've heard of red eye, but not cherry eye.
Yeah.
Is it repairable, and how do you do it?
Yes, is repairable. Okay, so real quick for everybody else, cherry eye in dogs. So dogs have three eyelids, all right? They've got an upper and lower eyelid just like we do, and then we have what they call the Nicotans membrane, which sits on the medial or towards the nose part of the eye. And the I think in the days used to call them haws, H-A-W-S. But anyway, there's a gland to that third eyelid, too, that produces part of the tear film. And sometimes that gland will actually pop out, and it looks like this little pink mass. I just fixed one yesterday, actually. This little pink mass right in the corner of the eye. And it's in the days of yore, we used to just take them out. Okay, if they popped up, we just cut them out. Well, then they found out that, yeah, it produces part of the tear film, and the dogs that we did this to then were developing dry eye later in life. So they're like, yeah, you know that thing you used to do? Don't do that no more. It's probably not a good idea.
So what do you do? Kind of tuck it back in there?
Yeah, kind of. There's a couple different procedures I use. I usually pass a suture down. We attach it to the rim of the orbit. And I come up through it, put a big suture through there, pull it down, and then I make a couple incisions in the conjunctiva or the lining on the inside of that flap, and then pull the conjunctiva over that. So we basically, I tack it and then tuck it. So I do both. Some people just tack, some people just tuck, especially in a cane of corso, because I've done a lot of them. We've got cane of corsos up here. Cane of corsos, bulldogs, are notorious for having this happen because they tend to have a lot of loose skin, a lot of mastiff kind of dogs, you know.
Sure.
They have a lot of loose skin, and this is just part of it. I fix a lot of them.
So. Okay, so he can call you and schedule an appointment. Now, is this something where if he scheduled a surgery, being that he's in Harbor Springs, could he drive up there and then you do the procedure, you have it scheduled in your rotation, and then he could literally wait for the dog?
Yeah, we probably, something like that, get him on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, or I do surgeries Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And come up in the morning, check in 7:30, 8 o'clock, usually something like that, especially if we can roll them first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
As long as there's no complications, okay?
Right.
Anesthesia is still anesthesia. We take every, you know, I hear a lot of people, we'll just knock them out. I'm like, we'll just knock them out. But you still, you have to respect it.
They got to wake up.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I say, you don't pay the anesthesiologist to put you to sleep. You pay him to wake you up again. You
know? Right, exactly.
But anyway, barring any problems, home by noon.
Okay.
People come from a ways away. I try to, roll it as quick as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll coordinate that with Nick because I know he definitely would like you to do it because you've done so many of them. Now, I got a question for you on that point. Sure. You know our Mr. Snoop.
Yep.
American Bulldog and Pointer Dalmatian mix, whatever the mongrel is that he is. He's got the pink eye on the left side where the eyelids are pink, and he's got the big floppy jowls, kind of the American Bulldog thing. But that left pink eye constantly tears. Is that potentially, and it's right on the inner part up against the nose.
Yep.
So is that particular third, what did you call it? Eyelid.
Yeah.
Is that third eyelid out of whack? Is that why he tears so much out of that one eye?
No. Usually when I have dogs that are producing a lot of tears right in the corner, and this includes like poodles and shih tzus and like dogs like that that have like the tear, the tear stain.
Yes.
I mean, you can think about what that actually is those dogs have a very slight amount of what we call entropion, which is a rolling in of the eyelid right there in the corner. And it is enough to wick that tear film out so that it stays wet. And then that dark staining that you're seeing in dogs is actually yeast growth is what it is.
Oh.
Now, some dogs have entropion bad enough that it rubs on the eye and they're squinty and they can't see very well and things like that.
Right. He doesn't have any of those symptoms.
So he's not that bad. It's just on the corner. And it tends to be kind of more of a cosmetic issue. If you can keep him clean, it's great. Sometimes especially some little poodle dogs, get so bad in there that they can get a localized skin infection. And then, now we have to get in there. But anyway, so how we fix this is I go in there with a laser. And I actually ablate a little bit of the tissue there because when you hit tissue with a laser, it'll actually cause it to contract. And it's really cool. I should video it one time and put it up because when you see it, you can see it like change right as soon as I do it. So
maybe the next time I bring Snoop up, we can have the cameras ready with the tripods and we can record it because poor buddy, he tears all the time, all the time.
But we get in there and it's like zap. I make draw like little X's on there and it rolls it out like a millimeter. You don't have to move it a whole lot. Sometimes I have to put a small suture in. Sometimes I don't. And then there you go. It'll fix it. It'll make it better. Sometimes it makes it go away completely. But you always got to it's at least going to improve it for sure. Probably fix it.
Now, being the fact that you said that staining on the outside of his nose. That's yeast. Is what would you recommend me clean it with? Hydrogen peroxide, or what would be a good way to treat that?
Use a little peroxide. Carefully, don't get in the eye. Okay.
Yep.
You can. They do sell like angel eyes, and they do sell some over the counter stuff that's just kind of clean it off. You got to keep it dry. Once you can keep it dry and just keep it clean, and honestly, I've had people use like baby wipes and just kind of keep it clean, and that seems to help.
Okay, well, I got the baby wipes, so that's no problem.
Yep.
Grandbabies, great-grandbabies coming now, so we've got those. Yep. I got another text message for you. They said that the weather kind of changing between, warmer temperatures and then cold and back and forth, snow melting. My dog is licking the Safe Step sidewalk salt. Is that something I should let him do or yell at him and tell him not to do it?
I'd probably keep him from doing it because none of that stuff is meant to be ingested, particularly in large amounts. If you have just the salt, if it's just rock salt, you know, they can, that can cause a problem if they eat too much salt. The calcium chloride and the other stuff can be an issue. Even the pet safe, the pet safe stuff like we use around here, it's not designed to be ingested in quantities.
Okay.
So I would discourage that.
Okay. So is the dog needing salt? Is that why it's licking in the first place? Is that something they can add into the food or?
No, they just, I mean, it's the same reason that you can't eat, you know, it's like when you open a bag of Lay's and they're like, there's 3 servings in here. No, it's not.
Right.
You know, it's like, you're going to eat the bag because salt is such a high drive. Deer, that's why it's illegal to hunt over a salt lick, okay? Mm. Because that is such a drive to travel. Deer will travel miles or wild animals to get to a salt lick. Because it is such a needed nutrient, and you know, and I mean, that's why you have idioms like, you know, he's worth his salt.
Okay? Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it's such an important, and it's just such a critical nutrient. So yeah,
got it.
So we have a drive to do it. That's why we love salty. You know, people like peanuts and chips and pretzels.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why he's doing it.
Every time I get a salt craving, I got to go to my nuts. That's mm-hmm. one thing I love. One last thing. People are asking, we had talked about previously the dental wing, and yep. it's getting to be that time of spring checkup, yep. annual kind of thing. Do they need to call ahead for appointments with you? How's that working at the dental office?
Yeah, yep, call ahead and we'll get them scheduled. So, and it's the same thing. If you haven't seen you before, like to do a little exam first thing in the morning, check them in and kind of give you an idea of how bad the dental is if you're not a regular client. And but other than that, if you're a regular client, just call in, schedule a dental. And we have I packaged priced it just because, again, it tries to give people, you know, some consistency so they know about how, instead of saying, you know, like some people walk in like, well, it might be, you know, a base dental is this amount, and then depending on what we do, well, usually we look at them and we can say, yeah, it's a stage 1, 2, or 3 dental, and at that point, it's a fixed amount, and that includes the, whatever number of extractions we have and things like that. And I'm not a super huge, I don't like janking teeth. Even if they're not perfect, if they're still in there steady, they're still in there solid, you know, we'll clean them up and we try to leave as much in there as possible. If they're loose, they got to come out. You know, that means right. the bone is lost around it. It's not doing anybody any good at all.
Right.
So they're coming out. So.
It's coming out. Gotcha.
Yep. Yep.
And x-rays and all that is part of the package,
x-rays,
the way you priced it out.
Blood work, dental, extractions, meds to go home. So.
Got it. Excellent, yep. excellent. Okay, so folks, if you would like to call to schedule an appointment, especially like Dr. Jeff said, you're a new patient, at the phone number there, 906 area code,
yep.
635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Call ahead, get on the calendar, and they'll talk to you about pricing and all of that. So, yep. All right, sir. Well, final thoughts. Anything we need to know the last week of February?
No, I'm done with winter.
Amen to that.
Done with that. So, and then we're going to be any of the horse people. We actually have a booth at the Horse Expo, which will be popping off March 7th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. We'll be down there.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Have a booth there. All yep. right, sir. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, Jeff.
Talk to you next week.
I'm the Aaron News Break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the